canopy framed in falls of musty satin and faded silk ropes. The twisted sheets under Audrey's tall, bony body were darkly wet in a wide circle. Besides the biting, there had been the throaty grunts more characteristically heard from boars in the thickets of the Smolensk hunting preserve. Audrey was what they called a kruknut in sparrow school, a screamer in bed. Loud, but nothing to faze a voroboy, a sparrow, a state-trained courtesan sent to the gabled mansion on the Volga River that was the secret state school for, sent to learn the art of sexpionage. Sexual entrapment, carnal blackmail, moral compromise, all with the aim of recruiting susceptible human targets as clandestine intelligence sources, targets who had been maneuvered into an intricate Polovaya Zapadnya, an SVR honey trap. Dominika looked at the horse bite on her shoulder again. Suka, bitch. How she loathed being a sparrow. How low she had sunk. 2 years ago, the world had been hers for the taking. She had been destined for the Bolshoi as a future prima ballerina, until a rival had broken Dominika's foot, resulting in the abrupt end of a nearly 20-year ballet career and a permanent slight hitch in her gait. The following year had been a nightmare descent into wanton indenture. To keep her ailing, widowed mother in their state-provided apartment, she let her uncle, then deputy director of SVR, coerce her to sleep with a man, a repugnant oligarch whom President Putin wanted eliminated. To keep her quiet after the assassination, Uncle Vanya had magnanimously admitted her into the Andropov Institute, the forest, the SVR's foreign spy academy, where Dominika found to her astonishment that she had a natural aptitude for spook work and consequently, she hoped, a new future serving the Rodina, her motherland, as an intelligence officer. Her fluent French and strong English learned at home in a house full of books and music were attributes. She had the skills, the ideas, the imagination, and great expectations for operations in the foreign field. Ah, what a prostodushny, a guileless naïf she had been. The service and the Kremlin and Novorossiya, Putin's new Russia, were still the preserve of men, namely the Siloviki, the myrmidons around the blue-eyed new czar, Vladimir Vladimirovich. These weasels purloined the patrimony of Russia and spread a blanket of corruption so completely over the land that if you were not a billionaire running the energy monopoly Gazprom out of your pocket, then you were a Muscovite who could not afford meat more than 3 days a week. The Siloviki were the inheritors of the Grey Cardinals, the sclerotic members of the old Soviet Politburo, who had starved Soviet Russians for 70 years with their ineptitude as implacably as this new crowd had been starving modern Russians for the last 20 years with their avarice. After graduating with top marks, Dominika Igorova had basked in the signal achievement that she was now an opero nomo choperunyi, one of the few women SVR operations officers. But the sweet Dead Sea fruit of success turned to ashes in her mouth when Uncle Vanya sent her packing to State School 4, the Khan Institute in Kazan, on the banks of the Volga, otherwise known as Sparrow School, where women were taught the unceasing, inexorable, inescapable indignities of learning how to be one of Putin's prostitutes. Part of Dominika's soul died in Sparrow School. Other women literally died. Suicide among the forlorn was not uncommon. The dead parts inside Dominika were replaced by Beshnetsvo, an enduring white fury against the system and a simmering hatred for the Podkalimi, the toad-eaters surrounding their taciturn sovereign. She was determined to succeed. After Sparrow School and back in Moscow, she did her homework and identified a seduction target on her own, a mild French diplomat whose wife was absent and whose adult daughter in Paris worked in a department of the French Ministry of Defense, which oversaw France's nuclear weapons. Dominika knew the man was falling in love with her, and that he would ask his daughter to whisper to Papa any French Adam secrets that Dominika wanted to know. It was an easy seduction and not altogether unpleasant because he was a lonely, decent man. The difference was that this was a genuine operation. The potential intelligence harvest for the SVR was unparalleled. But the seduction went too well, and Dominika's pot-bellied